Well, the Aces don't know it, but the morning after their visit to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Marsh, newly made friends, Mrs. Marsh discovered that her $5,000 bracelet was gone. A private investigator called in by Mr. Marsh learns that the Marsh's French maid is friendly with the Aces maid. What he doesn't know is that Jane arranged this friendship merely so her maid could learn a little French. This episode is in two scenes, at the Marsh's and then to the Aces. But first to Mr. and Mrs. Marsh. The investigator has just come in. Listen.
Good evening, Mr. Collins.
Good evening, sir.
Come in, come in.
Good evening, Mrs. Marsh.
How do you do, Inspector? Is there any news at all?
Well, some. Not very much. But then, working as I am, undercover, more or less, this takes a little time.
But it's been 2 days already since the bracelet disappeared. It seems to me...
Now, Mary, suppose we let Mr. Collins give us his report today.
Yes.
Well, as I say, working undercover as I am, I've had to proceed a little slowly. But I'm convinced of one thing. We're going to have to question your friends, the Aces.
But they're out of the question, Mr. Collins.
Nobody's out of the question, Tom. I think Mr. Collins is right.
And I think you'll agree, Mr. Marsh, after you hear what I've been working on.
What's that?
Well, it seems that your maid, Nanette Lamar, is that her name?
Yes.
So she and the Aces maid are on the friendliest of terms. Meet every morning and walk together for almost an hour.
Nanette and their maid?
Yeah, that's right.
But this is all so new. I'm sure Nanette didn't know their girl before the Aces came over for that bridge game that night.
Exactly. And it doesn't take any mastermind to see that there's a connection there somewhere.
The Aces, do they know about this?
Oh, yes. Remember that phone call I intercepted the other evening? It was Mrs. Ace, you remember, who was asking Nanette to meet her girl that very morning.
Well, I can't believe it. There's something wrong somewhere. I'm a pretty good judge of people, and I can't for the life of me believe it.
Strange things can happen, Mr. Marsh.
But the two maids, what do they do when they meet, I mean? Just walk?
That's all. Just walk and talk.
But what do they talk about?
Well, that's where my report falls down. They talk in French.
Well, that's not surprising, considering that Nanette is French.
Yes, but the other girl, she's certainly not French. If I ever saw the map of Ireland, I certainly can see it on her map.
What?
But she speaks French?
Well, yes and no. Nothing like your girl does. That's what's so strange about the thing. This, Nanette seems to be carrying on most of the conversation, and the other girl seems to be either repeating it or trying to memorize something. And I'm convinced that Nanette is giving her instructions about this bracelet.
You understand what they're saying?
No, not a word. But I can get it from the way they carry on. I think Nanette engineered this thing, and the other girl is either a dupe or is working on instructions from your friends, the Aces.
I can't believe it.
It sounds fantastic. But as Mr. Collins says, strange things can happen where a $5,000 bracelet's concerned.
Well, what do we do now, Mr. Collins?
Well, the most important thing to do is to find out something about this girl of theirs. If there was some way I could get a close-up of her, a little private investigating. Do you ever visit the Aces?
No, we haven't.
Wait a minute. She did say she was going to have us for dinner some night.
That's the ticket. And I wonder if I could come along.
You?
Yes. There's some relative or something who happened to be visiting you.
Relative?
Uncle or somebody.
We haven't been invited yet. What's the good of talking to that?
Mrs. Marsh, you say she did mention something about inviting you over for dinner?
Yes, she did. Well, she even mentioned it again the night they were here. You heard her, Tom.
Yes, I did.
Doesn't it seem peculiar that she hasn't asked you yet?
Yes. It does seem rather funny, doesn't it?
Yes, it is funny. That.
I should say it seems a little suspicious if you ask me.
And that's why I say that they're going to think it's very funny that we haven't invited them over here yet.
So what?
So I want him to invite them over here this week.
Well, all right, if we have to.
Sure we have to, don't we, Marge?
Oh, I think so. They had you over one night.
Sure they did. Turn around is fair play. And I think we ought to show our hostility, especially since Laura has learned to talk French so well. You should hear the way she talks.
Well, that's a big surprise to me.
Me, too. The only reason I didn't invite him is because I wanted Laura to be able to talk French when they get here. And you should hear her now.
Well, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? What do you think of me?
Oh, do I have to tell?
Well, all I can say is that this Nanette is a marvelous teacher to be able to teach Laura French, of all things.
Well, if you heard her parlaying all day like I did...
Parlaying?
What is she doing, betting horses?
What?
I can't get over it. Our Laura's speaking French.
It's Laura Rapp. We all have to remember to call her Laura Rapp.
Yes, excuse me, Jane. Laura, it is.
Because when I call her Laura, she forgets to talk French. It's only when I call her Laura Rapp.
I see. And how about you, Jane? Do you know what she's saying all the time?
Oh, sure. I can understand most of it.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, Jane, you surprised me now. I didn't think you'd start to speak French, too.
Oh, I don't talk exactly. Laurette is the one who talks. I just let her talk, and I listen, and then I say, oui, Laurette, or merci, Laurette. And she goes on talking, and I answer. Oh, it's more fun. I can't wait till Mrs. Marsh comes over and she sees that I've got a French maid, too, and how we talk French together.
What do you mean, we?
We, that means yes in French.
No. I say, what do you mean, how we talk French together? Where did you learn to speak French?
Well, like I said, I don't exactly speak it, but when Laura speaks it to me, I have to answer her, don't I?
Well, yes, if you know what she's talking about, and you can't know unless you can speak it.
Oh, no, all I have to do is listen to it.
But do you understand it?
Well, enough to answer it when I have to.
But how do you know when to answer it when you don't know what she's saying?
Oh, I answer it when she stops talking.
Oh, I see. And how do you answer it?
Well, it all depends on what she says.
That's what I'm getting to. Do you know what she's saying? I mean, if I came up to you suddenly and started talking Chinese to you, you wouldn't know how to answer me, would you?
You don't know how to talk Chinese, do you?
No, I say. Well, let's drop the Chinese. Let's get back to Laura. What I want to know is how you can carry on a conversation with her if you don't understand French.
Who says I don't understand it? I said I can't speak it, but I can certainly understand enough of it to answer when somebody speaks it to me.
Oh, you can. Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Yes, and that's why I say we have to have the Marshes over.
Because you and Laura can converse in French now.
Yes. Well, what do you say, dear? Shall I invite her?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez dit?
Oh, oui, monsieur. What did you say? Shall I call her up now?
You and Laura must have had a great time speaking French to each other today.
Oh, yes, it was more fun. Well, what do you say, dear? Why do you keep changing the subject? Shall I call her?
Oh, I don't know, Jane. Do you think we ought to get friendly with the Marshes? After all, they're not our kind of people. I mean, they're so rifty.
Well,
and
it's too late to think about that now. I've already told them we're going to invite them.
Well, what do you want with me?
Well, I mean, is it all right to have them over one night this week? I don't want to invite them, and then you tell me you have to go to the office or something. How about tomorrow night? Will you be busy?
Je ne sais pas.
Merci. How about tomorrow night? Will you be busy?
Tell her what she wants to know.
I am telling her.
You mean it's all right?
I guess so, if we have to have them. Personally, I don't think so much.
All right, then it's tomorrow night. I'll call them up now.
Oh, I don't see what all this fuss is about.
Oh.
Something different.
I know one thing. I'm not going to spend the evening playing bridge after dinner. Or if we do, you're going to be my partner.
Am I invited to this dinner?
Oh, sure. Jane, you're not thinking of making Marge eat out just because the Marshes are coming over, are you?
Oh, no, Marge. I want you to be here. They'll like you.
Oh, thanks.
And if they suggest bridge, Jane, you're going to give up your place to Marge. I want that understood.
Well, we can cut up and see who stays out. Hello? Oh, is Mrs. Marsh there? This is Mrs. A. Yes. Mercy. It's Nanette. She's calling here to the phone. I hope they haven't anything to do tomorrow night.
If they have, they'd break it to come here to play bridge with you. But it's understood that Marge is to play, and
Oh, hello, Mrs. Marge. Yes. Well, I've been wanting to, but I've been so busy lately, and this is the first chance I... What? Well, thanks. I'm glad you did. Well, what I called you about is dinner tomorrow night. Would you like to come? Oh, I see.
Well, it looks like I'm in luck.
Well, bring your uncle with you. Why, sure, we'd love to have him.
Uncle, what is
this? Oh, no, it wouldn't. We'd be glad to have him. We were just talking about somebody else to play bridge with, and this comes out just right. All right. Oh, about 7 or so? All right. Well, that's fine. Yes, goodbye then. It's her uncle.
Who's her uncle?
Her mother's brother.
Well, I know, but who is he? Why do we have to have another?
Well, he's visiting them, and I couldn't say no, could I? She said it was her mother's brother, and they couldn't leave him alone.
Well, I wish they'd leave us alone.
Oh, now, don't start that. I knew the minute I invite him, you'd start acting like that. Isn't he awful, Marge?
Yes, I think he is, Jane.
I should say he is. Well, I've got to tell Laura, so she'll expect to stay late tomorrow night. Laurette?
Yes, get Laura in here. I want to get a load of this French and say she's pouting.
Oh, now, Marge, don't start teasing her.
Oh, I won't. I just want to listen to her.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I see now. I better go in and talk to her in the kitchen if that's the way you two are going to act.
Did you call me, ma'am?
Oh, why, yes. I was just hurrying out to see you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, bonjour, Laurette. Comment allez-vous?
Beg pardon, ma'am?
Laurette.
Oh, we met her.
That's better. Now, don't be ashamed to speak it in front of them. You just go on and talk like you did all day to me.
We met him.
See?
Yeah, she certainly rattles it off like a native.
Laurette and Mr. and Mrs. Marsh are coming to dinner tomorrow night, and they're going to bring their uncle. That'll be 3 extra for dinner.
We met him.
Mercy. I just wanted to tell you so you'll expect to stay a little later tomorrow night.
We met him. But it's like I told you this morning, ma'am.
What?
Je veux plus d'argent.
Oui, Laurette. See, I told you she speaks good.
What was that she said? What did you say, Laura?
Tell her again, Laura.
Je veux plus d'argent.
Oui, Laurette.
Now, Jane, wait a minute.
Well, why are you saying oui to that?
I was just talking French with her.
Yes.
Laura, where'd you get that little speech?
From Nanette, ma'am. She told me how to say it.
She told you how to ask for more money?
Oui, madame. What did she say?
Just a second here. Is this what you've been saying to Mrs. Ace all day, Laura?
Oui, madame. Nanette told me she gets $12 a week, and that's what I want. $2.
What do you mean?
So that's the French that Nanette's been teaching you.
Well, we got to talking about how much she made, and if I'm going to be a French maid, I got to ask for more money, too. She was awful surprised when I told her I only got $8.
What?
Oui.
What's going on here?
I want $12. You said you'd give it to me, ma'am.
I said it. I certainly did not say any such thing.
Well, I've been telling you in French all morning, ma'am.
Well, it was Greek to me.
Oh, it was.
I certainly didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, no wonder Laura caught on to French so quickly. And wait till the Marshes come over with the investigator to get a close-up of Laura and her connection with the diamond bracelet. Some more complications follow as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.